Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Met the three Burgess blokes at Luna Park in 2019 and a champion, what champion humble blokes they were. Happy to have a pick with my girls, says Socks Up. Yeah, they're good men, aren't they? George, Sam, Luke too, Luke, and of course Tommy. Now, make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Here's Michelle Bishop for Anytime Fitness. G'day, Michelle.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, we've been warned that Aussie sport is going... Yeah, let's talk Olympics.
Yeah, so the worry here is, guys, that the Olympics of 2032 on home soil could be an epic fail. Australian Olympic Committee Chief Executive Matt Carroll has warned Australian smaller sports are heading towards financial ruin because of a $2 billion reduction in federal government funding. Now, Carroll, who's a former boss of Australian rugby, soccer, of course, he's called for an end to the practice of politicians handing out massive sums of money to what he says are already mega-rich professional sports, while ignoring the rest, and he's referring to the obvious codes, Rugby League, AFL, A-League. Now, the Australian Sports Commission says the Australian government is investing $337.9 million into high-performance participation and community sports this financial year. Brisbane 2032 cannot be seen as the end game, rather a moment in time where we build sustained success throughout all of Australian sport. And, of course, Matt Carroll has prompted a whole lot of people, heads of other sports like hockey, equestrian, pentathlon, to come out and have a voice and say, come on, Albo, show me the money for the future for our sport.
Okay, so it's a sport thing. It's not an infrastructure problem that the Olympics are facing.
No, they're talking, you know, mental health, all that sort of stuff, participation,
yep.
You know, it's across the board, yeah, not the actual Olympic event per se.
Now, the Australian Guineas, Mark Zara, 36 race ban for careless riding in that race.
Yeah, look, I thought it was interesting the way this was reported. So 36 race meetings after he obviously was suspended for, it's a month. Which isn't sort of out of the ordinary for careless riding. We talked about ex-jockeys calling for tougher penalties only last week for careless riding. We've seen a spate of falls. This particular one, which Zara is deemed to have caused, saw Ethan Brown hospitalised with internal injuries, and it was from the Australian Guineas. He, of course, Zara walked away unscathed and was able to continue riding at that meet at Flemington. And guys, this morning I wanted to give you an update on Jamie Carr. She's continuing her rehab at Epworth Hospital, obviously in Melbourne. She was severely concussed in a fall on Newmarket Handicap Day. And we actually had her partner on radio yesterday on SEN in Melbourne. Ben Mellamy spoke about her progression. She's doing really well. Definitely not in a hurry to get back in the saddle, given just how delicate the brain is and the situation, the way it's fallen, you know, for her. She's, you know, not enjoying being cooped up in hospital, but she's, you know, following all the protocols because it has been so serious, which is, good to see, I guess, that she's following all the procedures to get back on top. We'd love to see her back riding again very soon.
All right. Now, the big question, how is the training going, Michelle, at Anytime Fitness?
Look, it's going really well for me. I've taken a slow approach.
Good.
There might have been a few things that's a good idea, which I probably shouldn't have had.
Yeah, just ease into it. Ease it. No need to overdo it. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, good stuff today too. Well done today.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Well done. You're welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals are. This one from Muzzo. G'day, fellas. Sounds like Brandy drives like he played. Made no tackles. Stayed in his lane and let the other people make the mistakes. My late father used to say Brandy's jersey didn't need to be washed after the game. Still nice and clean. Love you, Brandy. Is that right? That's not right.
Muzzo. Good on you, Muzz.
He's taken the, you know what? This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Matty White, not too far away, and what I've been told is a big show planned. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.